USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I think the investigation is really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola's husband Eugene Peltola Jr. has died in a plane crash. Her office did not provide further details, only describing it as an accident. A statement from her office expressed devastation and confirmed Peltola's return to Alaska, urging the public to respect her and her family's privacy during this time. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning. He was found hiding in a field under logs and foliage.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal technology overnight to locate him, waiting for daylight to make the arrest. The wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Emma Coronel Ispuro, is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. She pled guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges back in 2021 and was serving a three-year sentence in a Long Beach, California facility. During her sentencing, she expressed deep remorse for her actions involving Guzman and the Sinaloa cartel. The NFL Players Association is urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
New COVID-19 boosters are available at local pharmacies. Health experts recommend yearly boosters similar to flu shots tailored for specific seasonal viruses. But there's mixed public response. Half intend to get annual boosters while the other half won't. Nationally, COVID cases and hospitalizations have risen about 9% in recent weeks. Deaths have surged by 10.5%. French regulators have instructed Apple to halt iPhone 12 sales due to higher electromagnetic radiation levels surpassing EU standards. Apple disputes this, asserting compliance with regulations. The directive was issued by a French agency overseeing wireless frequencies after the iPhone 12 failed one of two types of tests for body-absorbable electromagnetic waves. It remains unclear why only this specific model, released in late 2020, was affected. Taylor Swift ruled the MTV Video Awards last night, taking home 9 Moon Man trophies for everything from Album of the Year to Show of the Summer. But it was her first trophy for Best Pop Video that was given to her by a reunited NSYNC that threw her for a loop. Her reaction? That of their biggest fan.
I had your dolls. I like... What? Like, are you doing something? What's going to happen now? What are you... There's something they're going to do something, and I need to know what it is.
They never did give an answer to what they might be doing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.